to BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
New jet engine inspections are coming. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The FAA is getting that order ready for airlines to do ultrasonic inspections on fan blades on engines of 737 jets like the one on the Southwest flight Tuesday. Investigators found tiny cracks, signs of them, in the one that exploded, blowing out a window. A passenger was partially sucked out.
Her injuries were substantial. There was a lot of trauma. To her head and her neck and her upper torso.
Peggy Phillips is a nurse and told Fox and Friends she was on the plane, rushed back to try and did CPR to help the woman, but she never got a pulse. The two black men infamously arrested at a Starbucks in Philadelphia a week ago, leading to protests, tell AP they were just waiting for a business meeting. The manager claimed they weren't buying anything and refused to leave. Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson say they want change so this doesn't happen to anyone else. Starbucks on May 29th will close all locations for several hours to give workers racial sensitivity training. Ahead of his planned historic meeting with North Korea's leader, President Trump is leaving himself an out. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
President Trump says he's optimistic of his planned talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, insisting he's positioned to accomplish what previous U.S. presidents could not. But he also maintains he'd be willing to stand up and leave the summit should the meeting fall short of his expectations.
If the meeting when I'm there is not fruitful, I will respectfully leave the meeting.
Wednesday's talks between the president and Japanese Prime Minister Abe focused on trade, including the possibility of exempting Japan from new U.S. tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Dave?
John, the president also said this about dealing with Russia.
There has been nobody tougher than me.
This amid allegations of collusion, which he denies. Asked again about possibly firing Special Counsel Mueller, the president said it's been rumored for months and hasn't happened. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com. Your yard is not just a yard. It's a baseball diamond, a water park, a movie theater, and a grand banquet hall. Your yard is where memories are made, and you have the best seat in the house with the John Deere X350 Select Series tractor. Now equipped with the exclusive one-touch mulch control system, you can tell your clippings where to go, out the chute, or back into your lawn with just the push of a button. Nothing runs like family, and nothing runs like a Deere. Visit your local John Deere dealer to test drive one today.
Now more from President Trump at that news conference as he stood next to Japan's prime minister following 2 days of discussions at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida.
Trade and the TPP were hot topics between President Trump and Prime Minister Abe, with the U.S. president rejecting pleas to return to the multinational trade deal. President Trump says trade imbalances are being corrected through tariffs.
It's got us to the bargaining table with many nations, and in other cases, they're paying. And it's billions of dollars coming into the coffers of the United States.
Though the president says the U.S. could be lured back into the trade pact if new terms more beneficial to the U.S. were offered. In West Palm Beach, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Cuba will get a new president today. Miguel Diaz-Canel ran unopposed, was approved by the National Assembly, the first non-Castro to be president in six decades. But Raul Castro will still remain the powerful head of Cuba's Communist Party. People keep paying tribute in Houston to former First Lady Barbara Bush.
City Hall of Houston. It lit up blue last night, but throughout the day there are flowers being placed there. There's a portrait of the former First Lady there as well. We're told that location and a couple of others around the city, flowers continue to be brought by those who are paying their respects to her. Really a beautiful tribute tonight. There also will be a candlelight vigil at the City Hall. From there to the church, St. Martin's Episcopal Church is just down the street from where we are here, also near the Bush home where she passed away Tuesday evening. That's where she'll lie in repose tomorrow and where the services will take place on Saturday before she'll eventually be taking to College Station, Texas, about an hour and a half away for burial.
Fox's Adam Housley. The Clintons and the Obamas will be at Saturday's funeral, so will First Lady Melania Trump. Amid a big focus on opioids, now considered a public health emergency, there's new data out showing the number of prescriptions for opioid painkillers filled in the U.S. fell dramatically last year, down about 9%. The biggest decline in 25 years, and a lot of opioid overdose deaths in recent years. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
ESPN 93.5, I'm Stevie Jade. Gracie's in this morning. We're chatting a little bit about her big exercise thing. We're going to talk about that coming up. Local news, though, right now, brought to you by Larry Canfer. Find the perfect gift for your Illini grad or honor a coworker or friend who's retiring with artwork by Larry Canfer. What did you say?
Says just looking at it gives you peace.
How about that?
Yeah.
It really does. It really does.
Give the best. Give it Larry Canfer. Visit the gallery, South Neal Street, or canfer.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A man accused in a fatal shooting of an Urbana man in 2016 is pleaded guilty to second-degree murder. The News Gazette says the plea came after a jury deliberating the fate of Tyrone Franklin Jr. for several hours, indicated they were having a hard time coming to a verdict. Franklin was accused of killing Robert Lee Brown. Franklin was sentenced to 20 years in prison. A new scam is targeting seniors. WCIA said scammers are claiming to be personal defenders. They are calling seniors saying their grandchild is in jail and needs $40,000 to get out. The scammer could have the correct name of the grandchild, and it's possible someone will act like the grandchild during the call. Probation is the sentence for the second of three Illini football players charged in an armed robbery prank last year. Howard Hojo Watkins admitted to a misdemeanor theft charge. He got 12 months of conditional discharge. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Delight the Illini graduate and honor the retiree with artwork by Larry Canfer. With the largest collection of U of I photographs, you'll find the perfect one that celebrates the occasion. Each original photograph is created and signed by the artist. Give the best. Give a Larry Canfer. Visit the gallery on South Neal Street or canfer.com.
Here we go. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good, Stevie J. Well, we've got overcast conditions to start, but up to 52, clear and a low 29 by tonight. Up to near 60 both Friday and Saturday. Low in the mid-30s in the evening, but partly sunny conditions. Partly cloudy on Sunday with a high 62 expected. 65 as we're back to work on Monday. Right now the temperature's at 37. ESPN 93.5.
Wow. This is where your Christian faith comes in when I'm hearing about people scamming old people because they pretend to be the granddaughter or grandson. And they scam them for money, and then they pretend to be the grandson or granddaughter, put them on the phone. Grandma, I'm in trouble. I need... What do you do with them?
Unbelievable.
What would you do? What I would do to them is not Christian. Talk about slow to anger, but I'm there in 0 to 60.
Yep, when it comes to abuse of the kids or the elderly.
You can't do that. You cannot do that. Same thing for that Dr. Nasser from Michigan State. Mm. What I would want to do is not Christian. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, just hanging by thumbs. Do they still do that anywhere in the world? I mean, it's just ridiculous. I just, that's where you just gotta calm down. But it's, oh, children and old people. You're gonna, who does that? Who could call an 85-year-old woman who's alone at home with Fitzy, their dog, and loves a grandson, and is freaking out because they're in a jail in Miami. And they were framed.
Horrible.
And then, oh, my gosh. It is. I don't know what... I'm trying to think of what is... I guess sexual abuse and abuse of children, I mean, that's probably worse.
Mm-hmm.
But it's way up there. Scamming old people. Man, you have got to have no soul. None, zero soul to do that kind of stuff. All right, I was just talking about it makes me feel so much better.
Okay, good.
I get so angry sometimes, Grace. I just get so mad, so frustrated. I mean, it's so sick.
It is sick. It's so targeting the most vulnerable.
And it's so sad that you've got that in our world. Mm-hmm. Okay, ESPN 93.5 teaming up with Keller Williams Realty for Red Day. Keller Williams Realty doing something nice. May 10, all Keller Williams offices around the world will close and go out into the community to renew, energize, and donate. Now we're talking. here in CU, Keller Williams. CU, here in Champaign Urbana, Keller Williams is looking for one, two, or three homes whose owners need your help. So this is dynamically opposite of the news story. This is good. If you know somebody whose home needs painting, landscape, maybe a garage cleaned out, log on to ESPNCU.com and nominate somebody today. Keller Williams, kudos. Makes me feel better reading that after I hear that news story. Okay. Summer's coming. From non-surgical, I don't even know how to say these things, rhinoplasty, which fillers are injected into the nose to make it look more proportional to lip, nose, and cheekbone chins fillers, laser spot removal, even a 30-minute cellulite procedure called Cool Sculpting claims to freeze up to 22% of the patient's fat away. Flight surgeon in the U.S. Air Force Reserve, owner of Celestial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery in Atlanta, Georgia, is Dr. Ruth Celestin. Is that correct, Ruth?
Bonus point.
I got it.
Celestin.
It's Dr. Ruth Celestin. I struggle with all this. I think that sometimes if you have a need and it's really bad, then yeah, this kind of stuff's good. But I also don't think you ought to be chasing an age you're not.
Agreed. I completely agree with aging gracefully. You should not be chasing 20 when you're 50. You should just be trying to look like your best version of 50. That's what I believe in.
Because I see all the hair commercials, okay? And I'm not doing anything about it. All right? I'm comfortable.
I get it. And it's not for everyone. You know, these procedures are, you know, kind of getting your toe into the pool of plastic surgery. And they've become more accessible because everybody knows about them now. You know, we've got them on social media. We've got on reality television. Everybody's aware of the Kardashians. If you say you don't, you're lying. So we've all gotten a chance to see how some of these people are keeping themselves beautiful and keeping our eyeballs on them.
Yeah.
And so everybody's demand has gone up. And so, you know, this stuff has become more popular and more available. And it's a good thing. I think I do agree there is balance. You don't want to be, you know, trying to keep your 20-year-old face when you're in your 50s and 60s. But there are things you can do that are not going under the knife that can keep you looking great at 50.
I'm all for that. I guess we're in agreement on the line. There's a line that's going to be subjective. But do you ever tell somebody, you say, ma'am, gosh, when you can tell they've had work, then that's too much.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, yes. In every consult, I tell patients my hallmark, what I do, is I want people to just look at you and go, man, Stevie, you look rested. You look great. What have you been doing?
Yeah.
And not really being able to put a finger on what it is that you did. That's great plastic surgery.
Yeah, I tell you, it's also very revealing that I'm on radio.
You got a face for radio? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, it's a true, okay? And I tell people now, I feel better than I look, okay?
You got to reverse that. Maybe we could do some Juvederm or some Cool Sculpting and get you to where you want to be on TV or in front of the screen.
And these
are things you can do on your lunch break.
Dr. Ruth Celestin, by the way, thanks for serving your country. Flight surgeon, U.S. Air Force Reserve.
Thank you.
She's in Atlanta, Georgia.
It is my honor.
You would probably come and see me, Ruth, and you would say, I quit.
Or I would say, let's begin, you know?
No, or you would say, listen. You'd say, listen, honey, you're fine. Everybody loves you anyway, honey. It's okay. Grace, you have anything? Dr. Ruth Celestin, my daughter Grace is actually here in studio. She's a journalism student, University of Illinois, along with, of course, our great Diane Ducey with me. Gracie's in a Miss Illinois, Miss America pageant coming up. She was crowned a local winner recently.
Yeah.
And there's always a hard, because in the pageant world, the chest jobs, the boob jobs, you always know people that get that because you know they had that because they have the same look.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm not for that either.
This is true. It's very common in the pageant world for people to get some augmentation because, you know, they have the pressure of the swimwear competition and things of the like. But again, it can be done tastefully. There are people who go overboard. If you're a small girl, small frame, you know, you want to choose an implant that isn't going to look like you have two, you know, soccer balls glued to your chest.
Yeah.
And that's a matter of just you know, thorough consultation, evaluation, good planning, and picking the right surgeon. That's one of the things that I spend a lot of time. We have a couple of appointments before surgery to make sure that we get it just right.
I don't know why, but my daughter Anna, who's 15, I always catch her watching this show Botched. Have you ever caught that?
Oh, man. Yes, I have.
I take it this messed up surgery.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. It's the dark side, I guess, to what happens when you don't choose carefully and, you know, someone goes overboard or someone doesn't say no to people when they should have. And so they go to these docs and they get the problems reversed. The good thing is that a lot of these problems are reversible. So, or fixable, but it's always better to choose carefully in advance and not have to go back and fix it because it's a lot more expensive, too. But that show is captivating because it's real people who are going through these problems and they are having this makeover.
Oh, boy.
So are these treatments, like, you repeatedly do them over a course of time and then it's set? Or do people, like, commit to doing it for life? Or how does that work?
That's part of it. When you're talking about non-invasive procedures, you have to have a little bit of a commitment to keep it up. Not necessarily every year or whatever, but just understanding that if it's non-invasive, it's not going to be as powerful as like a facelift to do fillers. So you're going to need to maintain those fillers over time and periodically have some put in.
All right.
So that's kind of the catch. Not forever.
Listen, doctor, I think you are what I would say the perfect person for this because you know what's too much and what's not enough, and you know how to do it without people knowing. That's the kind of and you probably would tell people like me to just love yourself and don't worry about it. So, Dr. Ruth Celestin, C-E-L-E-S-T-I-N, how do people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Celestial Plastic Surgery and at Pretty Prescription, and on Facebook, also at Celestial Plastic Surgery, and Snapchat at Dr. Celestin, www.celestialplasticsurgery.com.
But you're an MD, right?
I am.
You sound 25. Come on, man. What were you, 12? I mean, I'm serious. You sound very youthful. That's awesome. It's really good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Because I love what I do, and I'm excited to talk to you guys this morning.
Well, listen, you're very good on the radio. Maybe we can chat again sometime because there's certainly bags here and there that I could probably need help with that I wouldn't have to do. So thank you for your time, Ruth. We appreciate you.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Dr. Ruth Celestin.
CelestialPlasticSurgery.com.
ESPN 93.5, 817. Let's jump to our morning sports. Grace has the latest. The mayor of Champaign. Sorry, Diane Marlin. Mayor of Champaign coming up.
It was just too cold and wet in Chicago as the Cubs-Cardinals game was canceled yesterday at Wrigley. We'll try again today on the air at 12:25 for the Cardinals here on ESPN 93.5 and at 12:45 for the Cubs on US 105.9. First pitch at 1:20. The Illini softball swept Green Bay yesterday in softball 4-1 and 6-4 to improve to 27-15 on the season. Go Taylor Edwards, who threw a complete Game 6 hitter in Game 1. NBA playoffs last night, Cleveland over Indiana, 100-97 to tie that series at 1. LeBron James had 46 points.
Try to go back to Indiana, tie 1-1. You know, we haven't scored the ball like we were accustomed to doing, you know, so far in these two games. So I wanted to try to see if I had a good hand to start. My guys kept coming to me, and I was able to make a couple buckets to start the game.
Utah beat OKC to tie that series at 1, and Houston over Minnesota to take a 2-0 lead in that series. And the wife of San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich has died. Aaron Popovich was 67 and had been battling an illness for years.
Okay. Good work. 818, Mayor Deb Frank Finan.
Yeah, the 20th Annual Film Festival Ebert Fest is also underway. They showed The Fugitive yesterday. Remember that film?
Oh, boy.
Harrison Ford.
I like it.
One.
It's a really good movie.
I agree.
Yeah.
And they had the directors in town, talked about the way they shot in Chicago and much of that movie. Chaz Ebert, a lovely reception at Tim Killeen's house, the president of the U of I.
Awesome. Yep.
So, Hobnobbers in town.
Yeah, and of course, Harrison Ford was awesome. Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes.
Harrison Ford said, I didn't do it. And Tommy Lee Jones said, I don't care. He's trying to catch him.
Uh-huh.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Decrease in the clouds. Today's high, 52. 29, our low tonight. up to 60 tomorrow, down to 36, 61 on Saturday, 62 on Sunday, 65 on Monday. So we've got plenty of partly cloudy conditions to enjoy. And at this point, no mention of precipitation.
All right, we need that.
Right now, the temperature's at 38 on ESPN 93.5.
Dare I say, a little brighter sky over here in East Urbana anyway, live
right
at the Pines.
Keep it up.
We love that. I'll be live, hardworking man at CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. I'll be broadcasting 7 to 9, then working for them from 9 till noon in part of our Hardworking Man series. Looking forward to seeing Betsy and Brad Parks at CMIClean.com next Tuesday. It's 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, the job market appears to be holding up. The Labor Department says the number of new unemployment claims declined by 1,000 this week to 232,000. Claims rose in New York and California, but declined everywhere else. Procter & Gamble, maker of Pampers, Olay Skincare, and Febreze, is reporting a stronger-than-expected quarter. It's also buying the consumer health business from Merck KGaA of Germany for $4.2 billion. The purchase will give it vitamin and supplement brands. American Express is reporting a strong quarter, with earnings up more than 30%. Amex says cardholders were charging more. Amazon chief executive Jeff Bezos says the company now has more than 100 million paid Prime members. That means it sells more memberships than Costco, which has more than 90 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
I was just reading the obituaries, and you know Bob from down the street?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his lawnmower died.
Should we send flowers?
No, Karen, it's a lawnmower. We should send Mechanic in a Bottle.
This spring, if your lawn equipment doesn't start right up, get Mechanic in a Bottle. You don't need to remove the carburetor or, worse, pay someone else to do it. Mechanic in a Bottle will clean the fuel system and have your lawn equipment running within minutes. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart, or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere.
Next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at gulliffordservices.com or call 337-5996. The next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors, from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units, and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
The mayor of Champaign, I said Champaign-Urbana earlier, Deb, and I think Diane Marlin's on the other line.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to merge them. Bye. Diane, sorry. Deb Frank Finan, mayor to the world. Champaign mayor. I think of a lot of people I enjoy chatting with. You're certainly one of them because you're just got it going on. You reflect happy. You seem very content with your life.
I am content with my life. I live in an amazing town. I'm surrounded by great friends and family. I get to be mayor of an amazing town.
Everybody says that, but you believe that. No, I'm serious. Yeah. Every politician says stuff like that, but you feel that. Did Linda have a lot to do with it, your mama?
Oh, of course. I mean, she is
kind of a Linda Frank fan here. Kind of a Linda Frank fan here.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's back. You know, she was in Florida for a couple months, but she's, you know, back in town. So
what does it say about me when I say those snowbirds seem so smart and smarter as I get older?
Oh,
I just
my
so
gosh.
Smart.
And I didn't go visit her. I mean, I should have. Why didn't I go visit her while she was there?
What? Okay, firstly, congratulations, distinguished alum, Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. That's awesome.
Thank you. It was, it touched my heart. I mean, it was a really fun event. Schools Foundation did this great job of making us feel really honored and special. And then that evening, I had a table full of teachers. I sat next to my fourth grade teacher that until that event, I didn't even know she was still in town. I tracked her down through another teacher. I went to Booker T. Washington, and she was like, oh, yeah, she's still here. And I found her, and it was just fun to honor those people who really helped me be who I am.
Well, that's awesome. I think you graduated in 98 or something. I can't remember.
No, I wish.
Remember
my
exactly.
sister did.
Age,
85. I'm a proud 50-year-old. I don't have
good for
age.
You. Good for you. You look 30.
My daughter, high fives all around.
My daughter Grace is here, a journalism student, University of Illinois. I was going to lead into that with this. Developers planning a 17-story high-rise on 6th Street, a new apartment high-rise.
Yeah, so don't you think we have enough apartments?
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, a couple things. One is that if it's properly zoned and they are not asking the city for any tax incentives, we don't get to decide what they
do. Yeah, okay, as long as you don't need any more money. I was doing something once, and they said, how much money is it? I said, we're good. And they said, okay, fine. We'll go for it.
Right. And it's going to include commercial, and, I mean, they don't have their plans finalized, so we don't know exactly what it will be. You know, what we did on Tuesday night was just kind of straighten out the alley issue, which needed to be straightened out anyway. I mean, our legal team went back to, you know, like 1800s easements and who actually owned it and what apartment building, you know, was allowed to use it. And we needed to straighten all of that out.
Well, you can't be king or queen, I guess, but it's just that there's so, I'm hearing that in the apartment communities to go, man, how many apartment people are coming in? It's you wonder who lives there. Everybody says, who lives there, man? They're, you know, $1,200 a month each, and it's a lot of money for some of this stuff.
It is, and the other thing that is, I mean, it's great to have upgraded apartments and people are excited about it, but I get worried about kind of pushing out our older, longtime owners who, you know, have maintained good quality apartments but aren't, you know, sort of the high-rise flat-screen TV kind of places.
I think I understand totally. I'm almost afraid to bring this one up, but, you know, it seems like unofficial is almost a non-event. I think you guys did such a good job with this, and it really seems tamped down.
We continue to work, and obviously we take it seriously. The university takes it seriously. I mean, I think we only had 49 tickets issued, if I've got that right. So it's, you know, less than half, maybe like a third of what we've had in the past.
Right.
And, you know, we continue to work on it. It's, you know, it's that struggle between, we understand that students on a pretty spring day want to maybe have a skip day and enjoy themselves. But the problem with unofficial is that it promotes drinking all day long, and it's that binge drinking that then results in deaths or injuries that, you know, it's just not worth it.
If you could click your heels, Mayor, what would you really want to get done in the next year?
I think that I would continue to focus on gun violence. I know it's not the exciting soundbitey stuff, but, you know, we continue, those numbers are down slightly, knock on wood. I don't want to jinx anything. And we continue to research whether or not our program is working and the impact it's having. But I just think that's such a quality of life issue across, you know, all socioeconomic groups that, it, you know, even if everything is totally successful, if we have a gun violence problem, nobody's going to want to invest here or live here. And so it's much better, and we're taking it seriously, and we need to continue to do so.
Inside the last month, I think there was a panel discussion about that topic. Were you at that? Was it successful?
I was not at that because Mayor Marlin and I had committed to singing Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better to raise money for breast cancer research with Prairie Dragon
Paddlers.
Annie,
get your gun.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
How ironic.
And I don't sing, but we did it for Prairie Dragon Paddlers.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, I think there's obviously some progress being made. We just have to keep after, but a lot of infiltration, if you will, from Chicago hasn't helped our influence.
No doubt. But, you know, we need, whether it's homegrown or not,
I agree.
It still impacts us.
Listen, thank you for being on. Congratulations again about the Schools Foundation. That's really cool. Distinguished
thank
alum.
You.
Mayor Deb Brinkfeiner, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
You can always find her at the City of Champaign.
ESPN 93.5. We'll check your news coming back at 8:30 ESPN 93.5.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Inspections are being ordered on fan blades, like the one that broke off a Southwest Airlines jet before an emergency landing in Philadelphia Tuesday. It broke a window, killing Jennifer Reardon from New Mexico. Peggy Phillips was a nurse on board. She tried to help.
I attempted to establish an airway. I didn't feel like I ever got an airway established very well. There was no pulse.
She was on Fox and Friends. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signs an executive order allowing felons on parole to vote.
When you're released from prison and you're on parole, you still don't have the right to vote. Now, how can that be?
He's a Democrat. Republican State Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan says the order might be illegal.
These are convicted felons. We have imprisonment. We have incarceration for valid public policy reasons. Parole is a function of that.
15 other states do allow parolees to vote. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Liquidators have bought Bon-Ton stores in a bankruptcy auction, and with that, the Bergner's in Champaign is set to close by the end of August. The News Gazette says the Bergner's in the Marketplace Shopping Center was listed in court documents among the stores that liquidators plan to close. Probation is the sentence for the second of three Illini football players charged in an armed robbery prank last year. Howard Hojo Watkins admitted to a misdemeanor theft charge. He got 12 months of conditional discharge. Prosecutors say the incident happened on May 10th at Bromley Hall on campus. The Illinois House has voted to allow some medical marijuana-infused products to be used by students. The bill, inspired by an 11-year-old from Schaumburg who was denied medical marijuana patches in school that they used to treat seizures. The bill passed 99-1. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. I think that's sunshine in Urbana.
Here it comes. We've got a high 52 expected with a decrease in the clouds, clear by tonight with a low 29. Up to 59 tomorrow, down to 36. 60 on Saturday, partly sunny, down to 39 and 62 on Sunday. I know the CU Autism Walk between 11:30 and 3. Looks like the weather's going to be great for that on Saturday at the Champaign County Fair. Grounds. We're currently at 38 on ESPN 93.5.
And Grace is here, my daughter, University of Illinois Junior in Journalism, University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. And she's doing a fundraiser for Children's Miracle Network tonight on the treadmill. Did you invent this? Is this something you made up?
It is something I made up. I was trying to, I like to exercise, I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
And I was trying to kill two birds with one stone, you put it perfectly earlier. And so I decided, okay, well, how can I raise money while exercising? And so I decided I'm going to try to raise $250 on a treadmill, and I'm not going to stop until I reach my goal. And so the deal is every dollar donated is a 0.1 mile per hour increase on the treadmill. So as of now, I just got a donation. So
Seattle, Washington?
Yeah, from Seattle, Washington, out of all places.
$5.
So I'll be starting at 0.6 miles per hour.
Excellent.
So now if people donate, you're setting my starting pace. So
yeah.
If you want to get me starting fast.
So if somebody gave $10, then you'd be at 1.6 miles right
that's
now.
Right.
Okay,
yep.
And you're going to be at the Y?
I'm going to be at the Ark, I think.
Ark tonight. Okay, yeah. And so they well, what I was going to say, if you're not going to stop till they, do they close at the Ark? What if you,
they close at 11 and I'm praying that I don't have to be running that long.
So if you want to help, what do they do? Because you're going to be live on Facebook and Instagram.
That's right.
So you go to Facebook, Grace Margaret, your middle name, and they can find you and you go live at 8.
That's right. I'll go live at
You don't want somebody running on a treadmill?
Dying.
You can do that. Yeah.
On Instagram, it's Miss Capital City underscore 2018.
That's right. Yep. And my Venmo, if you want to set my starting pace now, you can Venmo me at Grace underscore Catch, K-H-A-C-H.
Excellent.
And get my starting pace going.
Yep. Okay. So she's now up to needs $245 more dollars for all the money.
Let's go. We're on our way.
Children's Miracle
Every
Network.
Dollar counts.
And these are kids that have touched your life.
Yes.
In what ways and why?
Absolutely. So tomorrow night is Centennial High School's Dance Marathon. That's kind of where this all started. St. John's Children's Hospital in Springfield is our local Children's Miracle Network hospital. And throughout my 4 years at Centennial, as well as some involvement here with Alliathon at University of Illinois, I've gotten to meet so many sweet, sweet past and present patients at St. John's Children's Hospital. So I have faces that I'm thinking in my mind while I'm putting on this fundraiser tonight. I have faces that I'm running for. So I really am running for miracles, and I believe that every dollar can contribute to making a miracle happen. So I just invite everyone to be part of that.
Okay. And if you want to text me and say, I'll give you $5, you can text in 359-2255 and then Diane will help you on how to go to Venmo.
Yep, that's okay. Right.
Like
Dance
a
Venmo.
Kind of like a PayPal or
it
something.
It is.
Okay. Very good, Grace. Good job.
Thank you.
They used to be relics of the past along with the tea parties. Not talking political here. This is actual tea party. High society soirees that kind of figured out how to stick your little pinky out when you drink your tea. Charm schools, also known as finishing schools, are making a comeback.
I love it.
A Stevie J finishing school. Let's go. An increasing number of people, especially teenage girls, are signing up to learn how to walk, talk, eat, dress with class. Today's society has reached an all-time low when it comes to manners. This from Jolene Savage, who runs the Social Graces Academy in Topeka, Kansas. Modern-day charm schools teach self-esteem, confidence, and polite behavior at a time in which incivility seems to be on the rise. There is no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go to a charm school, is that like a week, a month, year round, like piano lessons? Or
right. I just picture like the Princess Diaries.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
have like the books on
You have hair like
head.
A wolf. You have hair like a wolf.
No, that transformation.
Was, yeah, Prince. Was that Princess Diaries?
No,
that was, I can't remember. Anyway, it was funny.
Yes, love it.
She was a princess of the little...
Genovia.
That was Julie Andrews and the actress who's big time now.
Right.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Oh, gosh.
Good.
Of course.
What's she was in Les Miserables. She's a big star. Of course, I can't think of her. You know who I'm talking about.
Anne Hathaway. Okay.
All
yeah.
Right. So anyway, so is this a thing? Would you do it? Would you send somebody you know to charm school? Finishing school. Is it needed? Boy, I tell you what, I think you'd be starting at the very beginning.
I definitely think
whole,
so.
First of all, charm school lesson number one, put your phone down. What?
Crazy.
And what about for guys?
That's true.
Guys need to have manners and open doors and things like that.
Right. Oh, my gosh. When someone holds a door open, I notice it. I note it. I remember the person.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Etiquette expert Amber Griffin. So if I go to charm school or finishing school, is it like a camp? Is it a week? Is it piano lessons? What is this?
It's just a 6-day program, and we just instill positive energy into these young girls. We try to help them build self-confidence, you know, through some of the things that we're learning on YouTube, pretty much. You know, these girls are going to YouTube and they're basically looking at all these things. So we want to instill the proper tools in these girls, the proper techniques. How does that go with some really great instructional experts, for sure? These people have been masters of their craft. 20-plus years they've been in the business, and they're teaching our generation how to be the best that they can be.
Huh.
So is putting your phones down number one
yeah.
in the teaching?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I think that goes with, you know, proper dinner conversation. You know, it goes with all of that. I think it's very, very important that we show the person that we're sitting across from the proper respect. Because if we took that time to get ready, get dressed, and meet them at that restaurant or whatever, we need to show them that, you know, the proper respect and giving them our undivided attention. Because, you know, I always say this to my girls is that, you know, that person, your family member, they're not going to be there forever. You know, you could be there with your grandmother, and it might be like pulling teeth trying to have a conversation with her, but no pun intended. But at the end of the day, you know, it's like we definitely want to make sure that we give our family members and our close friends our undivided attention because, you know, life is short. We have to make sure that we give them that respect, for sure.
We, from a standpoint of finishing schools and charm schools, I mean, we've got to be starting at the beginning with, we've lost a whole bunch of this, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, we have everything at our fingertips. We have Instagram. We can go right on. We can take a selfie and post it, and then we're sitting there all day trying to fix it and make it look pretty and Photoshopping. It's just a lot. And so you get lost in that, and then you forget that, you know, you have this person sitting there, or, you know, our phone rings, and we think, oh, my gosh, I have to talk to this person because I have to tell them what happened at work last night or yesterday or something like that. So we definitely want to make sure that we are giving the person that's sitting there our full attention because, you know, what's the point of going to dinner and doing all of these things, and, you know, when you can do what you're doing on your phone at home? You can turn it on silent, put it on vibrate, yeah. Do something. You know, I'm yeah. not. Some doctors have to have their phones on. I don't even know if pagers still exist, but, you know, some doctors have to have their phone on. But it's just like we need to give that person the full attention for sure.
Amber, so you actually board them for 6 days? You're at, like, a place you just...
No, we have etiquette. We have runway. We have makeup. We have photography workshops. So each of these workshops are hands-on. So these girls learn these skills. For example, I had a girl, a young lady that didn't even know how to put on her makeup until she got into college.
Yeah.
You know, this was a lady that I was working with within recent, and she said, you know, I didn't learn these skills. And once I was telling her about the model prep program, she's like, it's so great that you're teaching these young girls these skills because I didn't know them. So, you know, we have to make sure that we instill what's the difference between day makeup and night makeup? It's a big difference.
You everybody know, you knows that, Amber. Out. I mean, I struggle with that all the time. Day makeup, night makeup, you know. It's just so... Hey, listen, how do people find Amber Griffin and a six-day program where you go daily, you learn for 6 days? How do they find you?
It's at modelprep.com. So we're in Dallas, Texas, and modelprep.com. Yeah. And, you know, it's a really fun six-day program at once a year.
Why do you stick your pinky out when you drink tea?
Well, you know, I think it's just something that we learned, you know, from reading books and looking at the at television, you know. But
because I don't get
I mean,
that
my
one.
My mom does it.
Okay. Well, see, your mom's classy. Everybody knows that. What's it cost to go to a six-day program for this?
It's $600, and okay. We try and make it very reasonable for these kids. You know, we want everybody to be able to experience this. You know, we could have raised the price because we definitely have some great instructors, but we just want to make it very reasonable and fair for everyone.
And
involved.
When people get done, are they pretty fired up because they know so much?
I have so many young girls that I still go. I've been in New York with them and, you know, all over with them, and they still remember the techniques that they learned, the etiquette techniques, mainly. Yeah. You know, did you know that during lunch, your napkin goes in half, and at dinner it's full size? You know, lick your lips before you, if you have lipstick on, lick your lips before you drink a sip of your water, and your lipstick will not get on your glass.
I forget that all the time. I know.
Well, for my ladies out there,
I
you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, not blowing your nose at the dinner table. That's something I've noticed a lot with people. It's like, why? You're supposed to leave and excuse yourself and go to the bathroom and take care of your business, you know? Don't do it in front of everybody because you're not just sitting there with your wife or friend. You're there with a bunch of people, and they can hear you.
Amber Griffin, modelprep.com. Thanks for your time. Good luck with all this.
Thank you.
You bet. from Dallas. ModelPrep.com.
I love it.
844.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of Liddyville. That's right. Game Day Spirit has partnered with the University of Illinois Fighting Illini football coaching and recruiting staff to bring you an exclusive line of official Liddyville apparel. Follow along with the excitement on Twitter by following the handle at Game Day Spirit or like Game Day Spirit on Facebook. Special thanks to Thad Ward and Corey Patterson for bringing Liddyville to life. It's great to be in Liddyville Nation. Shop exclusive Liddyville shirts at GameDaySpirit.com or at either of their Champaign stores. 519 East Green Street or 1602 South Neal Street. And go Illini!
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
The Honda Dream Garage Spring Event is back, and if you're ready for a new Honda, it's time to start your engines. Take it from me, Honda IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe. That's the spacious Honda Pilot. It's got seating for up to eight and an available rear entertainment system. And that's the sporty Honda Civic. It's got an available turbocharged engine I'd recognize anywhere, even without the blindfold. Wait, did I mention I was wearing a blindfold? I didn't. Well, that's what makes this so impressive.
You can get a great deal at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event at your Honda dealer.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. That's the available turbocharged engine on the Honda Civic at KBB.com Best Buy.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on select 2018 Civic models for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
Offer excludes all Civic Type R models. See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
Are you ready to get all shook up? Get your blue suede shoes ready because you don't want to miss the Elvis Tribute Artist this Friday night, 7 to 9 at the Urbana Civic Center. There'll be no reason for you to be lonesome. Admission is $8. Kids are free. The love is tender for this event, as all proceeds will be donated to St. Jude. This Friday night, have a little less conversation, a little more singing with the best Elvis impersonator in our area. For more information, visit him on Facebook at CUElvis1.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your Trane comfort specialist. Right now is a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. For a limited time only, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years. That's no interest with equal payments and approved credit for 6 years on any qualifying Trane system. Or here's another way you can save on a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. Trade in your old system. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 trade-in allowance on any qualifying Trane system. So pick your best deal. No interest for 6 years. Or a $1,000 trading allowance and start saving. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LandsInc.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands for program details. Call 888-653-0051 for details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99 for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
All right, check your sports headlines. One more time with Grace.
It was just too cold and wet in Chicago as the Cubs-Cardinals game was canceled yesterday at Wrigley. They'll try again today on the air at 12:25 for the Cardinals here on ESPN 93.5 and at 12:45 for the Cubs on US 105.9. First pitch is at 1:20. The Illini softball swept Green Bay yesterday in softball 4-1 and 6-4 to improve to 27-15 on the season. Go Taylor Edwards. She threw a complete game six hitter in game one. NBA playoffs last night, Cleveland over Indiana 100-97 to tie that series at 1. LeBron James had 46 points. Utah beat OKC to tie that series at 1, and Houston over Minnesota to take a 2-0 lead in that series. And the wife of San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich has died. Aaron Popovich was 67 and had been battling illness for several years.
By the way, so many different games canceled, 25 in total the first 3 weeks of baseball, tying a record from 2007.
With McDonald's $1-$2-$3 menu, you can choose among favorites like a delicious bacon McDouble for just $2. Just $2 for two 100% beef patties, melty American cheese, and, wait for it, thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. So for all the bacon fans out there, and you know who you are, come get your bacon fix without breaking the bank. That sounds almost as good as Well, bacon. Build your meal with favorites like the $2 Bacon McDouble on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Sure, we've been called a mom-and-pop store. We take it as a compliment. After all, we are family-owned and operated with two generations actively involved, and five of our team members have been with us for around 20 years each, or longer. We run our business with old-fashioned customer service as our foundation, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Add our great selection of hand-picked mattresses, all proudly made in the USA, at guaranteed lowest prices, and we're sure you won't find a better deal anywhere. Visit us and experience the Illini mattress difference today.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
I've been talking about Gracie's doing a fundraiser. She's going to be on the treadmill at the Arc tonight at 8 o'clock live on Facebook and Instagram, and every dollar donated gets a point. A tenth of a point one miles per hour increase. And so you got $5 from Seattle for $5, so you start at 0.6. And that's then right. What happened?
Oh, we got a text in saying a $25 donation to Gracie's Miracle Network quest. And then $10 for Grace from Paul
My
W.
Goodness. All right,
who's also a sugar buster.
So thank you, Paul. And who's the other one?
I don't have a name, so I'll reach out.
Thank you. $35. Now what?
I'll make sure to give whoever the people are, I'll make sure to give a shout out tonight if you tune in. So
sounds good.
So you're going to start at 4.1. You're at $40.
There we go.
So you only need two. She might only be on the treadmill for 5 minutes.
You know, I would prefer sprinting the entire time and get it done rather than a light jog for hours.
And then if you go how long without a donation?
Every minute I go without a donation, I slow down.
Okay, so at point one.
Yes, I just slow down 0.1.
I got you.
So I'll have a little time, but you don't
might need somebody running the control board there.
Oh, I have a team ready.
Okay. Are they from the sorority?
It's a Christian and Nathaniel as of now.
Okay.
It was part of their duty to my brother's support team.
851, you can text in if you want to help Grace for the Children's Miracle Network, 359-2255.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com.
U-Vi Community Credit Union.
About campus and community at the U of I Community Credit Union. And our annual community event, Shred-a-Palooza, is back to kick off the Federal Reserve's Money Smart Week, Saturday, April 21st. Don't miss this free event with shred trucks, food, and lots of family fun from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the U of I Credit Union First Street Branch, located at 2201 South First Street. Stop by and shred sensitive papers and documents that you no longer need for free. Limit of 5 boxes. Then stick around for family fun, including music, local food trucks, free inflatables, and touch a truck. Shred-a-Palooza is back at the U of I Credit Union's First Street Branch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, April 21st. Bring the whole family out for an afternoon of fun with your credit union.
It's the 9th annual Autism Walk and Resource Fair on Saturday, April 21st.
Autism affects 1 in 68 children. We host our annual walk in order to raise awareness, acceptance, and understanding. There's going to be a lot to do, including inflatables, games, raffles, and more. We'll also have a quiet area for those needing sensory accommodation.
Also, we will be introducing our 2018 ambassador, Alexandria James.
The event starts at 11:30 with the walk beginning at 2.
The 9th annual Autism Walk, Saturday, April 21st at the Champaign County Fairgrounds. Details on Facebook.
Facebook and CUAutismNetwork.org.
Delight the Illini graduate and honor the retiree with artwork by Larry Canfer. With the largest collection of U of I photographs, you'll find the perfect one that celebrates the occasion. Each original photograph is created and signed by the artist. Give the best. Give a Larry Canfer. Visit the gallery on South Neal Street or Canfer.com.
Yeah, he is the best. All right, Gracie, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in
so much fun.
Helping us today, and good luck with your fundraiser tonight.
Thank you.
Children's Miracle Network will benefit, and Gracie might run really fast.
I hope to be sprinting from the start and keep it real short rather than jogging for a long time.
Thank you, Diane Ducey.
All right, enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you, Gracie.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you soon. Stand by. Jeremy Warner program is next. Piper Berklin standing by. Cubs Cardinals this afternoon. Got them both on ESPN and US 105.9, 121st pitch. Something to talk about. Have a great Thursday. When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated. There are lots of hardworking men and women, and I'm heading out to do their jobs. Hi, it's Stevie J, ESPN 93.5. Along with Spherion Staffing, we're launching our Hardworking Man series. I'll be testing my skills on the job at Tapman's Towing, Mobile Meter in Champaign Public Works, and Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Follow along on Facebook and Twitter or at ESPNCU.com. It's the Hardworking Man series. Getting started soon with Spherion Staffing and ESPN 93.5.
Brake squeaking? See your car X-Man. Whether it's a squeak, grind, or they just don't feel right, CarX Tire and Auto is your Champaign and Danville brake expert. Right now at CarX, get a free brake inspection, then get $50 off per axle on any brake work necessary. Quality parts, trained technicians, and the best guarantee in the business. CarX is the best in brakes. That's right, $50 off per axle on any brake service. To find one of our five area locations, visit CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
The buzz this time of year is nature's coming alive. Your yard is an important part of the special place called home. At Spring Green, it's our favorite time of year. For a limited time, new customers save 20% on Spring Green's full program. Nurture your outdoor space with Spring Green, your local lawn care professionals. They take special care of your lawn and landscape investment for a trouble-free lawn. Because precise and well-timed applications encourage your landscape to grow and prosper. Their guarantee of satisfaction states, if you're not happy, they'll make it right or refund the entire cost of that application. Serving Champaign-Urbana and Mattoon-Charleston for over 35 years. Call your local Spring Green at 217-359-2111. 217-359-2111. Or on the web at spring-green.com for the convenience of America's neighborhood lawn care team.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at GullifordServices.com or call 337-5996. The next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
Because police have been absolutely ridiculously treated over the last several years, we wanted to honor our law enforcement, the people that go out there and keep us safe to serve and protect all the wonderful things that they do. So every month we honor somebody. And today it's Corey Christensen, He's county, man. He's our law enforcement official of the month on ESPN 93.5, most recently deputy of the year, and one of our canine handlers. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You used to do radio?
In college. Well, I tried to do it, yeah.
This guy's got a nice voice, yeah. Don't forget this whole law enforcement thing, man.
I did, yep. Started Monticello after I graduated from SIU Carbondale, go Salukis. So I worked there for about 2 years and transferred here to the sheriff's office. So I've been with the sheriff's office about 2 years now.
Okay. So, hey, listen, we appreciate what you do. Thank you very, very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are Law Enforcement Official Month, Corey Christensen, Champaign County Deputy, Deputy of the Year, one of the canine handlers, and our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Ace Buy One, Get One Free sale. Don't miss great Buy One, Get One Free deals throughout the store. So many BOGOs, we can't name them all. Start the season right with savings on quality products from Scott's, Roundup, Ortho, and more. There are so many BOGOs and so many ways to save.